Tamara DiPolito is no longer telling media outlets she has collected thousands of signatures supporting her campaign after it became clear Tuesday that it was likely only a couple hundred people signed petitions in her favor. But though she admits she's not a lawyer, DiPolito says she thinks the national nature of the position she's seeking works in her lawyer's favor.
There are state laws and there's federal laws. And the U.S. Senate seat is a federal office. It is not a state office. And as far as the signature petitions, they differ in every state. In Maryland, you need one signature to run for senator. So this is going to ultimately be decided by a judge.
But Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan, himself a lawyer and a Democrat, says he questions the logic behind DiPolito's continued efforts.
Quixotic is the only word I can come up with. And I don't really understand it. And it will just be a distraction.
DiPolito declined to say which law firm she plans to retain to mount her challenge or how she intends to pay for the representation. Her continued attempts at candidacy have drawn little notice from state Democratic leaders who point to a state law saying they have until June 30th to elect a representative to appear on November's general election ballot. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.